You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
The Around the NFL podcast has a close eye on Vaughns.
Welcome to another edition of the Around the NFL podcast. My name is Dan Hansis, and I'm coming to you from a city filled with heroes in bunkers. Mark Sessler, Chris Wessling, and Greg Rosenthal. What is up, boys?
Hey, Dan.
What's that, Wes? You all right, buddy?
Hey, Dan.
You seem to be in a weakened state initially, and, you know, given the times that we live in, immediately, you know, alarm bells go off here at Zeuser Manor. Everything okay over there?
Everything is copacetic.
Good. We had a fun little Zoom cocktail hour last night.
Oh, yeah.
What a star-studded affair. Greg, you were there for the earlier part, but it really popped off a little later on. We had Zach Goldman drop by.
Ooh.
Handsome Hank, Colleen Wolf, Mark,
Gonzo,
Emily Hansis, Erica never showed up, Lakeisha. And it did bring back memories, Erica, when you missed out that amazing night in Indianapolis. Where things just went off and you were in your hotel room. Similar situation with that.
It's sort of a disturbing formula that that you departed or didn't show up and the night just unfolds into, I mean, we had a great time.
Well, I think you guys have me to thank, you know, it's like when I don't go, you guys have an incredible night.
Maybe there is some correlation there. This is the Friday edition of the Around the NFL podcast. We're going to hit a little bit of news, not much to hit, but we'll hit on a couple of items. And then Mark Sessler is going to debut a game that he's been cooking up in his scientist lab for a few days.
Along with Ricky, we are co-hosting this affair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's Erica and Mark Sessler joint together. Without getting too far into it, because we'll give it more of a background when we get to it, Mark. But what is a 15-second explanation of what's coming up later today?
Name of the game is text or tweet, and we all will have a turn to pick text or tweet, and the chaos will ensue from there.
Interesting, a game of chaos, Greg. This game I feel like would especially maybe not sit well with you. Your thoughts?
Why would that be? I'm open to it. We need to mix it up a little here.
All right.
I don't think we need to go any deeper on Derrick Henry signing his franchise tag tender. So bring me a text or tweet.
All right. Let's get to the news that we will hit. Hit it, Ricky. All right. Let us start with really the most good job, Football Cognoscente. This whole podcast, everyone else that follows the sport and has a pulse, never believing anything Ryan Pace had to say at the end of season press conference about Mitch Trubisky being his guy, the starter next season, blah, blah, blah. They go and they upgrade the quarterback room by trading for Nick Foles, the former Super Bowl MVP. And now Ryan Pace says in conversation with reporters that there will be a, quote, open competition at quarterback between Foles and the incumbent first-round pick of 2017, Mitchell Trubisky. He put it like this: when we walk out on the first day, whenever it is, whether it's OTAs or whether it's training camp, Mitch will be going first in the huddle. This is from Matt Nagy, actually, the Bears coach. But it's going to be equal with Foles. There will be equal reps with similar players and against similar players. It's going to be extremely competitive. Translate, Greg Rosenthal.
I mean, my translation is Nick Foles is going to be their week one starter. Not that Trubisky wouldn't be giving a fair chance, but just he's not as good a player. And if you look at Foles' contract, which Ian Rappaport put out the details a few days ago, it's an interesting one. But the key was that they're still giving Nick Foles $21 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. The Bears chose to do that. And so I don't think you're going to choose to do that unless you are ready to play Nick Foles.
I think if you bring in Nick Foles after all that's gone down with Mitchell Trubisky, I mean, what was told to Nick Foles other than you are our starter? Because I don't, competition is fine, but unless you want to come across as utterly psychotic to your fan base, you don't pitch this as anything less than a one-on-one competition that heavily favors Nick Foles. I mean, he'd have to utterly collapse in whatever they have before week one to not start that game. I'm with Greg.
Yeah, we saw glimpses of development in 2018. And if you were a Bears fan who did not want to count out your number two overall draft pick and alleged franchise quarterback, you could try to make excuses for last season and point to the non-throwing shoulder injury. But then you look deeper, and that happened about halfway through the season. He was terrible in September when he was healthy. It's just hard to come up with reasons to believe that Trubisky would beat out Nick Foles in an open competition.
In other news, the defending Super Bowl champions will have one of their top wideouts on the roster, it looks like, when 2020 begins, whenever that may be. The Chiefs and Sammy Watkins agreed on a restructured contract. What is it? It's a haircut, industry jargon. Sammy Watkins will make less money. It's now a one-year deal. It'll make $9 million in base. He could get up to 16 in additional incentives. It creates, in terms of cap relief, $5 million of relief. And that's pretty incredible. When you think about this wide receiver market, if you're plugged into this free agent market and things like Amari Cooper obviously got his payday, but nobody else came, you know, sniffed even $15 million. And to see that Watkins was on the books for $21 million is pretty outrageous considering his production. Then again, Chris Wessling, this is a good guy to have around because you never know when he's going to fulfill that great potential and carry your offense in spots.
Yeah, there were games last year where, you know, beyond the numbers, he looked explosive. He had great open field agility. He was able to get open. We saw even in the Super Bowl when he got open on Richard Sherman with the game on the line.
Ripped one on him.
The Chiefs love him, and I'm surprised they were able to bring their entire starting offense back. This is a team that, as of a couple of days ago, was sitting $177 under the salary cap. That's about as tight as I've ever seen it.
That's a Blue Yeti microphone right there, right? And then they're over it. That's outrageous. And it's amazing they got him to take that big of a pay cut, but I guess he just didn't think he could make it up elsewhere. I just wonder, how are you going to stop the Chiefs? I know things change in the NFL, but the Chiefs are good at changing too. Andy Reid's in his bunker right now. They sent out a picture. He's in his shorts. I mean, he's going to be cooking up something the rest of the league's not ready for in September when everyone comes back. And he's got the best offensive team he's ever had to work with.
That shot of him in his basement, that must have been him trying to figure out how to stay under the salary cap. Because that's hard work. I can't even. I've never heard a number that close to the limit. That's outrageous. Finally, in the news, this is a little bit of local NFL news. The Rams have a new stadium that everyone is expecting to be ready for the start of the 2020 season, SoFi Stadium. But now there's a real element of doubt involved because of, obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic and what that means for everyone and construction slowing down and stopping. Kevin Demoff, the COO of the team, said this is not the time you want to be finishing a stadium in this environment as you prepare. We'll see what happens. Now, I would imagine the Coliseum is still available, but I'm not sure anymore. I don't have any more knowledge or depth on this story, but they do seem to have a fallback plan unless something's going on with the Coliseum. But they were pumped to open that facility. Just another side effect of what's going on in the world.
Hmm. Well, it's fascinating because in theory, they're setting up the schedule for the season, you know, in a month. And you would assume, well, first of all, they're going to have to set up the schedule, but for the Chargers and the Rams, you know, 16 dates at that stadium. It's like MetLife in New York. But you assume they're going to have a high profile, you know, first game there. And maybe it might be week two. It might be week two, you know, Sunday night or Thursday night. Who knows? But how can you set that up in a climate you don't know if the stadium's going to be finished? It just is another reason why everything about this season seems crazy, especially setting the schedule in the next month.
I'd imagine that with any, you know, open a new stadium on this date plan, you'd like to think that there were clear cut in place you know, back plans where, like, this, if for whatever reason this doesn't happen, here's where we go. If that's not the case, I'd be concerned. But I, you know, the Rams, I appreciate Demoff being totally upfront about the deal. I mean, like, there's no, none of this, any messaging we're getting about anything from anywhere, and I'm talking even outside of the NFL, where they're saying things are fine, everything's, you know, word go. It's like, come on. I mean, just be real. We have no idea. We're meant to move to that facility at a certain point. That equally seems
unknown. We as in our network, yes.
Yeah, next, right. That would have been about a year from right now, we're scheduled to move there. And that's a good point, Mark, that might get pushed back too.
Hey, Ricky, more immediate danger is the first event at the brand new venue, which is Taylor Swift,
yeah.
Her tour was supposed to open or play a date in L.A. or a weekend, July 25th. While we're here, I would like your Mount Rushmore of Taylor Swift albums. Go.
Oh my God.
Put them in order.
How many songs?
How many do we get?
There's seven albums. She has seven studio albums. You get four.
No, but Mount Rushmore. Famously the three best, you know, presidents ever. So there you go.
Yeah, true.
So you got four. Put it in order.
1989.
That's correct.
Is number one.
Absolutely.
Number two, Speak Now.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
Number three, Lover.
Okay. Interesting. Yep. Okay.
Lover comes back, and you can't overlook the Red album.
Okay.
You can't.
Very good.
You can't.
I had 89 at one, Lover at two,
ooh,
Red at three, and Reputation at four. I don't really mess with her country stuff, so I know other people like the earlier stuff. Old Zeuser likes her pop stuff. So
which of those albums includes the I Knew You Were Trouble When You Walked In ballad,
that's
which I...
That's Red.
That gets played in our house a lot. Enjoy that song.
Ah, Jabba, Jabba.
Yeah. Speak Now,
Wes
though,
is shaking his
classic
head and rolling his eyes. Wes, the floor.
You don't mess with her country stuff, yet her roots are as a country singer.
Listen, she's from Pennsylvania, so let's calm down.
Pensatucky.
Yeah. I only like jazz, the only true form of music.
I like all kinds of music.
I know. Yeah. Yes,
I know. I mean, Speak Now, though.
Yes.
Mine. You are the best thing that's ever been mine. Sparks Fly, like Back to the Set, like that album, Dan, you got to go back and re-listen. It's so good.
Okay,
What's her fan base called? What is the nickname for? Is it the Swifties or something like that?
The Story of Us, like why you got to be so mean?
The Swift Boaters, I think.
I think they're Swifties. I think that's what they are.
Remember the old Swift Boat story?
Oh, yeah.
We got to bring that back.
That had traction for a while.
And Enchanted, if you want to like be transported to another world, put on Enchanted and just let the little dream of like falling in love just come. Oh, my God. Enchanted. So good.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go, listeners. Oh, speaking of listeners, let me check right in. I put a challenge out to the listeners a week ago today. That's what's happening in the news. I put a challenge out there a week ago today that I wanted 5,000 ratings of our podcast. Let's see if they did it. This is a major. This is happening in real time. This is no joke.
This is radio drama.
Let's see where we're at. I don't remember where it was before, but it was pretty far off.
This is like the old 1940s fireside radio dramas where you just, you know, the whole family is hanging on by the edge of their seat for the result.
It's like pre-podcast when you could edit dead air like this out, you know? Oh, wait.
The only dead air is you. Listen to this. 5,057.
Woo!
Hey,
ratings. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. I know you guys didn't think this was worthy of putting in the show, but this is important. This shows that you listen to us and helped us out when we asked for it. So, again, the bond between the listeners and the Around the NFL podcast.
It was worth it. It was just the in-between. Let's get it up to six. Let's crank it. Let's crank.
All right. Let us crank. All right, Mark, take it away, buddy. I don't have any real knowledge of what the game is, nor does the rest of the heroes. Apparently, Ricky does. So what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, she and I have, you know, put this together behind the scenes. It's a relatively simple game because it's Friday. You know, let's not get too taxed and burdened down with the whole thing. You choose. We're going to start with Greg because I liked his attitude coming out of the gate here about this game. Good attitude. So he's going to basically, using Greg as an example, is going to pick I want a text or a tweet. And so what's going to happen is if he picks text, for instance, Erica, who organized Greg's material, is going to read out loud the text that Greg has to send and make very clear who he has to send it to. If you pick tweet, Erica will read the tweet that she created for you to tweet out as soon as the show ends. Because what we're going to do is you don't have to like transcribe. We're going to send you the exact text or tweet over our IM client. And you will, you know, within 10-15 minutes of the show ending, the content must be up on said
channel.
Don't
we want the content up in real time so we can get any potential reactions? I don't want to step on the toes of the game.
No, but I would love that, but I you know, I don't know what people are dealing with tech-wise. We could easily send it to you, and you can send it out as soon as possible. That's what we should do. And if anyone... Here's the thing. You cannot own up on Twitter or on the on said text thread until midnight Los Angeles time that this is a ruse, that it's not you. You cannot just 15 minutes from now be like, this was Erica and Mark, like, not me. It's like you've got to let it marinate.
Till midnight.
Till midnight. And if any rules are broken or if you in any way, and we're each going to have one too, so it's not just on the three of you. If any of us, you know, break any of these rules, it is an immediate $100 donation to the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank, which I will also send the link to. And I need photographic proof. We both do that. This has been done. So,
well, shouldn't we just all donate $100 anyways? Now that you brought it up, it's kind of
you
a
are
silly
more
thing.
Than free to do that, but it will
Such
be an extra
comment.
$100 if you.
I mean,
if
just
you
saying, you can't
Stop
put that out
the
there and not do it.
I think that's a great idea,
but we will do the exercise. Regardless.
That is a great idea, but it's just so that you there has to be some accountability on this front. And I was thinking that I would automatically be like, oh, I want to go text because tweets out there, and you know you're gonna have to deal with a lot of jabronis hitting you up. I would just caution you that I've couched within it for a couple of you some tweets that are rather benign and may have very little effect on you, or at least certainly nothing that you couldn't that wouldn't be lost in the ether 2 hours from now. Some of the texts you don't want to deal with, so just don't assume that there's an easy way out here. Does
and
anyone...
I might have gone the opposite. You don't
exactly.
Know.
So you just don't know. You don't know what's coming. And
question.
You know. Yeah. Go ahead.
I missed a portion of that text part. So you are crafting a text that we are sending to the chain that we have?
No, to we've decided who it will be. And it could be to one person that you're not expecting. It could be a group text of some nature. Okay. And you've got to just sit on it until midnight.
Yep.
All right.
I'll go text.
Text. Okay.
I will say one last thing. We're not creating anything that makes you seem ridiculous from a football opinion standpoint, that makes fun of coronavirus or would get you in trouble with a higher up for the most part. These are, we're not out to bury or end the show. So,
Okay. I like this. This also, there's something in here DNA wise that Mark, you have a tendency to write things that put you in uncomfortable, almost Larry David-esque situations, Schrager, D-led. And it's almost like you're taking that property and pushing it onto us, which I'm kind of into it. I like kind of being in the Mark zone a little bit.
Well, we'll see what happens. This could fail titanically. Well, go ahead, Greg.
All right, I'm waiting.
Greg, you choose. Okay, text or tweet?
Yeah, text.
Text. So, Greg, you have to send a text to Peter Schrager saying, hey, man, let me know if you need help with the microphone. I know we joke a lot, but wanted to send you a text and just let you know that the fact that you respect me the most out of the ATN guys just really means a lot to me. Maybe it's the quarantine that's making me so reflective, but I sincerely appreciate you and look up to you.
That's it? I mean, I got off easy. Send it to me right now. I'll show it to you in my sense. I mean, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
And okay, well that's the that you know this may not take 4 hours to go through here. We're going one round each, but Greg, you get to pick of the remaining group who goes next.
All right, well let's put Mark in his own game. I want to see what's happening for the Mark answer. Oh wait, so I guess Erica must be throwing out the Mark answer.
Yes,
that's okay. I mean,
okay, yeah. Mark.
Mark is a text to Simone. I love you, honey.
Yeah.
She's like, this can't be him.
This is not coming from Mark.
Text or tweet?
I'm going to go tweet. Why not? I'll just...
Okay.
It scares me more.
Raging Stone Ponies unite. Let's leave this dimension and start a new world order together. Sustainable food in a nudist colony and no machines of any kind. Respond to this tweet with a unicorn emoji and I will contact you directly. Away we go.
He's already sent that tweet. Right. I've seen it before.
That's from November of 2013.
I don't know about the nudist colony. I'm not sure the nudist colony is going to sit well with my employer, but I will.
I have read that exact tweet on Mark's feed after three Chardonnays about seven times in the past five
years.
So
I'm going to be tweeting that out.
It's like one of those you wake up, you're like, oh, let's check into the replies to that wild Mark tweet the next day, and it's deleted. You're like, okay. He wise.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I won't delete this, but I don't believe that all tweets need to sit there for 7 years. I think that some of them I treat like Snapchat.
I'm
see
with
it?
You.
Now
I'm
you
with
don't.
You on that.
And I who I will pick. Let's see. I will pick Wes to go next.
I will also do the tweet.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right, Wes. I would say that what the other option for you would have been problematic. So you've chosen the correct door. Your tweet reads like this.
Wait,
top
can we
five.
Know the text at some point?
After we can go
okay,
back.
After okay. We could read some of them that hit the cutting room floor after. Your tweet, Wes, reads as follows, and I'm going to be DMing it to you very soon. Top five ice creams, five, fudge swirl, four, Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream.
All right.
Three, Rocky Road. Two, pralines and cream. One, duh, none of the above. I don't do dairy anymore. Send this out now to all your followers.
You say send it out now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, send it out now. I think
you
it's
send
better.
It to me and I'll copy and paste it.
Okay. It has been sent.
You want to text Greg that text so he could send it
I
to
did.
Peter and then
I already
maybe
it to
Pete
him.
Will reply?
It's already sent.
You texted it?
Can we see it, Greg?
Yeah prove it.
My tweet is out there.
I did lose dairy for a while during chemo. Not far off.
Not totally fictitious. And so I guess that we would be going, you can pick Erica or you can pick Dan.
Let's save Dan for last. Let's go, Erica.
All right. Erica, you can text or tweet.
Let's do tweet.
Okay, your tweet reads as such. Everywhere I go, I see powerful women, and that's spelled W-O-M-Y-N. Everywhere I go, I see powerful women changing society. Meanwhile, dudes are like, where can I eat my next unhealthy fast food meal and or get smashed in my basement on Jaeger? Hashtag SMH, shaking my head.
Send it. Let's go.
All right. That almost feels tame for Erica. I feel like I could have done another revision on that.
Oh, I already got a reply from Ely.
Well, saying what?
What a twist.
All right, we will move to Dan then.
Mark, I want you to pick whether I text or tweet.
You're going to tweet.
Okay.
Although I think also that I would have liked to seen what happened on this text thread, so we can mention that after.
Okay, maybe I'll do both, but let's tweet.
Your tweet. With the world going crazy.
I'm going to do it in real time. Go ahead.
Okay, with the world going crazy, I've been thinking about how lucky I am. As of right now, I'm opening up my DMs to hear from you. Hit me up with anything you want to gab about. Let's do this thing. And then it's going to have I have a photo of Bono to attach to it as well. So I'm sending that over your way right now. And
with the world going crazy, I've been thinking about how lucky I am. As of right now, I'm opening up my DMs to you.
I sent you the text because there's some words are capped and everything. So you need to send out as I've sent it to you. And then here comes the Bono photo along with it through our client.
We're all tweeting like weird stuff all right now.
I think people might be onto it.
They might.
Somebody screen grabbed me and Mark together.
Yeah.
It's the range of personality.
This picture. Okay.
Dan, so should we go through the one or two of the ones that didn't make it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them.
This would have been a text that you sent to Jason Zumwalt, to Dave Damashek, to Hank, to Lakeisha, to our friend Nicole Felia, to me, to Gonzo, to Eric, or to Patrick Claibon, and to Erica. Garbage movies I'm not falling for. 2001, A Space Odyssey. E2 Mama, Tambien. Mean like Streets, in parentheses, A Mess. Anything by David Fincher. Little Women. Last Temptation of Christ, in parentheses, more like last time I watch a movie.
A bit of a swing and a miss from Scorsese.
That text sounds realistic.
Right.
Well, yeah. I like that. That you
my
know,
text,
like a, go,
if
go ahead.
Had yeah. Mark picked text, it would have been a text to Jane Slater, and it would have said, hey, just a quick question. Why don't you like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? I'm not going to judge, and I know we've talked about this, but I'm just really having a hard time with it because it's my favorite movie on the planet.
I don't need to disenfranchise another.
Yeah, we should
NFL
do that. Let's do
journal.
That.
Yeah, let's do that one. That's way better than tweet.
I am not doing that.
And,
I am not doing
and
that.
Greg's tweet would have been thinking about watching every Wimbledon final from 2000 to 2020 and live streaming myself watching it like Shia LaBeouf. Who's in? Hashtag Nadal can get it.
Here's one from Wes. You were going to be
too muscular, though. You know what I mean? It's too much.
Can't handle that.
That's what people feel.
You know,
Wes, your text was going to be
more
to,
of a Djokovic guy
to Brassy. Our friend from the softball team, our coworker
Showtime,
who, by the way, I sent her a link to our cocktail hour, and no response. What's
no
up
dice.
With that? A little
no
bit
dice.
Of a weird
well, there's
move.
Some probably some social classism going on.
Wait, Greg, you didn't send it. This is just a picture of you typing it out.
No, it's sent.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I did.
We've
that
got
job,
we've got to see the response to the Schrager text. So yours to Brassy West was Shona. I could use your wise counsel. As a treat for Lakeisha during her pregnancy, going to surprise her by dressing up as a woman. Can explain more later, but have no idea where to buy an affordable wig and how to find the right lipstick, etc., especially with the whole city on lockdown. Any ideas?
Oh, Brassy would have come through with some answers.
I thought she would be amenable to that concept.
Hang on. I've just updated my DMs to receive messages from anyone, so I guess I should respond to all these people, too.
Are people answering you?
Whew.
I haven't checked replies yet, but it would be kind of messed up to open my DMs and then not have them actually open.
Well, I think this is the type of move you've always appreciated, Dan. Like the kind of person
that's
who
what I was
opens their hearts, you know, who thinks about more than just themselves and thinks about all the followers who would like to share some of your wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm getting so many responses.
Tweet I'd send out
that are like, oh, I'm triggered, I'm a guy. Someone else was like, we're not all bad, Tamposi. And then someone else was like, did someone hurt you again? And then someone was like, we dudes do suck.
Like, don't be that
you're
guy
you're gonna get a lot of white knights coming to your your assistance there.
Are there rules as far as retweeting each other?
No,
I would say let's hang off that for now until this gets out on the show too.
Oh, I wanted to send a whole zombie apocalypse into Dan's DMs.
Oh, my God.
That you can do.
Someone just tweeted my tweet. That's a guy. And they quote tweeted the tweet with just STFU.
I have my first DM, but it's from Schrager.
Oh, my God.
Coincidentally, who will be joining us on the podcast next week. So this has nothing to do with anything else. But developing news, Peter Schrager, who just released his first mock draft, will be on the pod to discuss that and more. We haven't been able to catch up with Pete about his elevator encounter with Mark Sessler and what's going on with Good Morning Football. We'll do that next week.
Did he reply to you first or Greg?
I'm still waiting.
I guess we see the pecking order. Maybe the respect was misplaced.
Uh-oh.
That's all we've got from text or tweet.
Oh, man, that's so good. That's so good.
It's a nice way to go into the weekend, you know.
That was fun. Good game, guys.
A little social experiment.
Mark, good work,
yes,
buddy. Ricky, I mean, you put the accoutrement on it, and it was a nice job by you.
Thank you.
Mark, you know, it's got your fingerprints all over it, and we all appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, we done?
I think we are. I don't have anything else
distracted.
To say.
No, I think we've said enough.
All right. So we'll see. We'll follow up with, I'm up to 9 DMs. I got a lot of work to do. I feel like mine is going to have the most in terms of like, unless I want to be a jerk and not reply to anyone, I need to now follow up with this. So I'm going to be busy.
Yeah,
send
I
updates.
Think yours is the most uncomfortable. Mine maybe is number
I'm not
two,
uncomfortable
but...
at all about it. I'm really not. I just, you know.
I was thinking about, like, just how crazy we could go with it and being like, Wes has to text, like, Andrew Siciliano and be like, I think you're full of shit. Like, like, just you, like, sitting up at that desk, like, you think you're all that.
I don't know.
That would have, yeah, that might have caused some long-term damage.
Yeah.
Somebody replied that Bono is a pox. All right, this is going to be fun. All right. Everybody, enjoy your weekend as much as you can. And thank you for listening to our podcast. This is our third week of going 5 days a week, and we're having fun doing it. So continue to listen, and we will be here. And with that said, I haven't told the people in a while to wash the hands.
Still relevant.
Still relevant. More than ever, wash the hands, including the web people. 30 seconds. And you'll be safe. Maybe. Dan Hansa signing off for Quiet Storm, the mailman, the old boss, Ricky Hollywood behind the glass. Till Monday.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.